This is American Roots from New Orleans. That's the drum language of Shannon Powell, noted New Orleans native and Treme resident, beloved for his traditional timekeeping, creative percussion, and bon vivant personality.
I hate when guys say, oh man, I got a job tonight. A job? I said, well, no, you're going to a party. That's the way I look at my life. Everywhere I play, it's a party.
We'll talk with Shannon Powell. Plus a conversation with rockabilly drummer J.M. Van Eaton from Memphis. This show about rhythm makers and timekeepers also includes music from Elvis and Johnny Cash. In New Orleans, a city of African and Caribbean music sources, particular rhythms have long been heard at ceremonies, in the streets on second lines, and from Mardi Gras Indians. Over the years, these sounds moved to clubs, studios, and radio. I made this recording on Royal Street a few years ago when two young shoeshiners were attracting customers with tap dance. Rhythms of the shoe business lead to show business on American Roots.
Yeah. listen, good folks, it isn't alcohol, no y'all again at all. Thrill me with the pep I've got. I got a pair of feet that have found that low-down beat. Low-down, down around the spot that's hot. Have no peace losing my lease on living. Here's the how I'm telling you now to give in. Make 'em play that crazy thing again. I got to do that lazy swing again. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. Got my feet to misbehaving now. Got a soul that's not for saving now. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down. That dancing demon, he has my feet in a trance. 'Cause when I'm dreaming, folks, I go right into that dance. Once you hear that haunting strain to it, I bet my life you'll go insane to it. Hi-ho, doing the new low-down.
Feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a little shoeshine boy, he never gets low down, but he's got the dirtiest job in town, bending low at the people's feet on a windy corner of a dirty street. Will I ask him while he shined my shoes how'd he keep from getting the blues? He grinned as he raised his little head, he popped his shoeshine rag and then he said, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, a jumpy rhythm makes you feel so fine. It'll shake all your trouble from your worried mind. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll feeling in your bones, put taps on your toes and get gone, get a rhythm. When you get the blues. Well, I sat and I listened to the shoeshine boy, and I thought I was gonna jump with joy. Slapped on the shoe polish left and right, he took his shoeshine rag and he held it tight. He stopped once to wipe the sweat away. I said, you mighty little boy to be a-working that way. He said, I like it, with a big wide grin. Kept on a-popping and he said again, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, come on, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, it only costs a dime, just a nickel a shoe. It does $1 million worth of good for you. Get a rhythm. When you get the blues.
Johnny Cash, raised in the rural Arkansas Delta during the Depression, with his account of shining shoes to drive away the blues in the big city. I'm guessing that was Memphis. Get Rhythm, 1956. Before that, Bill Bojangles Robinson, whose taps carried him from Richmond, Virginia, to the Apollo Theater doing the new Lowdown. And we started with New Orleans' own seminal brass band in a triumphant take on Feet Don't Fail Me Now. Speaking of Memphis, we've got Elvis with one of the greatest recordings of him with his drummer DJ Dominic Joseph Fontana, a former Shreveport altar boy who went on to play strip joints, where he said he learned to follow Elvis's hips when the crowd was too loud to hear the King sing. This 1956 hit was written by Lieber and Stoller, Hound Dog on American Roots, with drummer DJ Fontana.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, girl, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound dog, crying all the time. Well, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. Well, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, they said you was high class. Well, that was just a lie. Yeah, you ain't never caught a rabbit and you ain't no friend of mine. You ain't nothing but a hound.
Radio, babe. This is American Roots.
Laughing and rhythm.
When you feel tickled, put a feather in your ear. Oh, Valtier. When you wiggle, la horoti mac bounty, a la horini mo. feel tickle, oh Rooney, a feather in your ear. Bound to wiggle, la ho mag bo de. I love me shway, oh bounty Rooney mo.
Slim Gaylord, the Afro-Cuban-American jazz vocalist and master of the secret language Vudurini, for which he wrote a dictionary. He also spoke Spanish, German, Greek, Arabic, and Armenian, and managed to laugh in rhythm there in 1951. Our rhythm show continues in a moment with Jerry Lee Lewis's drummer, J.M. Van Eaton, when American Roots returns. This is American Roots, talking about influential drummers and rhythms. James Mack Van Eaton, better known as JM, was the house drummer in the early days of Sam Phillips' Sun Records, backing up hitmakers like Roy Orbison, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis, and appearing on this number with rockabilly heartthrob Billy Lee Riley and his Little Green Men.
My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodle as well. My gal is red hot, your gal ain't doodle as well. Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot. Well, I got a gal 6 feet four, sitting in the kitchen with her feet out the door. But my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodling.
Yeah, my gal is red hot.
Your gal ain't doodling.
Well, she ain't got no money, but man, she's really got a lot.
I asked J.M. Van Eaton what inspired him to get behind the drum kit and drive the band.
I guess the first drummer that caught my eye was the Dukes of Dixieland out of New Orleans. We could actually pick them up in Memphis, and they were live from the Roosevelt Hotel, which I just got to go by for the first time today, so that was pretty cool.
Playing from the colorful blue room of the Roosevelt in fantastic old New Orleans, carnival capital of the United States.
But my first band was a Dixieland band, because they let the drummer take a little ride.
Well, how does your drumming evolve into rock and roll?
Well, I think Elvis changed all of that for everybody, especially in Memphis. And once the phenomenon hit, everybody wanted you to play Elvis stuff instead of Darktown Strutter's Ball. You know, they wanted to hear That's All Right, Mama. And then by the time Elvis had Don't Be Cruel, and the drums became more prominent and kind of started steering me in that direction.
You know I can be found sitting home all alone. If you can't come around, at least please tell the phone. Don't be cruel to who heart is true.
I've had different interviews and people ask me what influenced me, and I tell them gospel or old-time rhythm and blues and so on and so forth. But the thing that changed music and changed me and a lot of other people was when drums and guitars collided, because forever, drums were taboo with the guitars on the Grand Ole Opry. They just didn't want it. They didn't think it fit, because it was like, hey, that's a different kind of music. We want to keep ours authentic, whatever their thought pattern was. But when records start selling and then it starts becoming a monetary money thing, then they take, well, maybe that's not so bad after all, you know.
Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. Don't be cruel to a heart that's true. I don't want no other love. Oh, baby, it's just you I'm thinking of.
Jam, tell me, how did you get in the door at Sun? What leads you to being there on sessions?
Well, I think my being there probably was by accident, like a lot of things. I went in with the band I was playing with called the Echoes. Memphis Recording Service would let you pay $15 and cut an acetate dub.
That's what Sam called it, Memphis Recording Service.
It was never Sun Studios. It was Memphis Recording Service. And at Sun Studios just kind of happened because Sun Records, and so obviously it had to be Sun Studios, right? Well, anyway, Sam would record. I think his slogan would record anything, anytime, any place.
We're drinking wine together, laughing and having fun. Well, my heart was full of trouble when I seen what my baby done, that I could understand it. Didn't think she let me down.
So Jack Clement had to be there that day, Cowboy Jack Clement. And prior to us going in there, he had just got the job because he had produced a record on Billy Riley called Trouble Bound. And not only did Jack get a job for making that, but he got Riley a record deal at Sun. So I went in and he started telling me about Riley and how he needed a drummer and how he just had a record out. And I'm thinking, well, man, that's kind of what I want to do anyway, you know. And so they came to hear me play, and lo and behold, they hired me, and they hired the bass player named Marvin Pepper. And along with Roland James, we became Billy Riley and the Little Green Men.
Tell me a couple of the records that you worked on with Billy Lee Riley.
Well, my first record with him that was released was Flying Saucer Rock and Roll.
A lot of people, when you read the history, it sounds like everyone thought Riley was just going to, well, take off like a flying saucer in the world of rock and roll.
Well, he had the looks. We had the best band because all musicians, they would come to hear us play, and that's a compliment.
Well, I come out of hiding and I started to rock. Little green men taught me how to do the bop. They were 3 foot high. They had a few bars.
We chose to play rock and roll. It wasn't that we couldn't play jazz or we couldn't play big band or we couldn't play whatever, but we wanted to play this new music, man. We wanted to play rock and roll.
Where and when do you meet Jerry Lee, and how does that lead you to working with him on the sessions?
Well, I met him through Jack. Jack Clement was having an audition with this guy from Louisiana. He said he's a piano player. And of course, we were all into guitars then. You know, I mean, it wasn't bringing a piano player up here. And so he came up from Faraday, Louisiana, and he had his uncle with him, J.W. Brown. And I came in, and when I saw these guys, I was kind of took a step back because I said, man, we're supposed to be recording rock and roll. You're supposed to have a Elvis look or look like, you know, one of these guys with a guitar. But wasn't that way. Jerry was at the piano, and J.W. Brown had his little white rhythm guitar. Session, we took a little break, and Jack Clement asked Jerry if he knew the song Crazy Arms, which is the number one song on the country charts by Ray Price. And Jerry said, yeah, I think I know that. So he kicks it off, and By now, I was the only one in the studio with Jerry.
So no guitar at that point?
No guitar.
No bass.
No bass. So it's just me and Jerry. And we're not thinking we're cutting a record. We're just having an audition to see if he knows Crazy Arms. You know, Jack wanted to hear him sing this song because everybody loved Crazy Arms. And how are you going to top Ray Price, you know? But we do it anyway. And I'm trying to find this little beat that would fit the song because I'd never played Crazy Arms before. And by the time we get through, I said, man, I think I got it. Let's take it again. They said, nah, that's good enough. We'll take that cut.
I'll take all those precious dreams I had for you and me, and take all the love I thought was mine.
It seems a lot of times at Sun that when the passion and inspiration was there, it really was one take. It was like live, hanging out, jamming moment where you're not going to improve on something, really.
Man, it was so new and fresh to hear this stuff. I mean, it was something magic about the place and the sound. It's pretty spiritual, really, when you stop to think about it.
A lot of cosmic stuff was happening indoors.
Exactly, man. Flying saucer of rock and roll, man.
Heart keeps saying, you're not mine, not mine, not mine, not mine. My troubled mind grows blue to another. But now I'm so lonely all the time.
Well, J.M. Van Eaton, thank you so much, not just for talking to me on American Roots, but for keeping rocking all these years.
Well, man, I appreciate it so much. Thank you for having me.
Talking with J.M. Van Eaton backstage at the 2015 Ponderosa Stomp in New Orleans. Out of all of Jerry Lee's recordings featuring J.M., few were as memorable or controversial as this 1957 take on Big Maybelle's song, shocking the Bible Belt with its rock and rhythm and risque lyrics. Whole lot of shaking going on American Roots.
Come on over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say come on over, baby, baby, you can't go wrong. We ain't faking, whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say come on over, baby, we got chicken in the corner. I said shake, baby, shake. I said shake it, baby, shake it. I said shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Down yonder, down on
Orleans piano man Smiley Lewis with the rhythms of Down Yonder We Go Ballin' from 1956. It has the influence of New Orleans traditional jazz with what sounds like a banjo driving the tempo. Hey, some people call the banjo a drum with strings attached. And we'll hear the great jazz banjo and guitar player Danny Barker in a quick minute on American Roots. I'm Nick Spitzer with our program about rhythm. The influential jazz banjo and guitar player Danny Barker is featured in one of my favorite recordings, Jazz a la Creole, on GHB Records. It's an anthology of 78s, some in French, from the late 1940s. Here's Barker on vocal and guitar with a march beat on a Mardi Gras Indian song, Indian Red, on American Roots.
Up the big chief, the big chief, the yellow Pocahontas, the pretty monogram hunters, and they don't bow down,
they don't bow down
on nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red, the wild Squatunas, white eagles, the pretty eight-barred hunters, the wild west Shoshone hunters, and we don't bow down.
We don't bow down.
On nobody's ground.
Nobody's ground.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red. Here comes the spy boy, the flag boy. But watch that crazy wild man, the wildest in the lowlands. And you love our queen,
you love our queen,
queen of New Orleans.
Queen of New Orleans.
Oh, how we love to hear you call us Indian Red.
Thank you.
My fault. Smokey Johnson on drums, a backbone of New Orleans jazz, funk, soul, and R&B. He was in Fats Domino's band and is credited with giving more kick to the Motown percussion sound. It Ain't My Fault was sampled by Mystical and many others in the rap world, and late in life, Smokey got a legal settlement that paid for some of his influence. Another New Orleans rhythm to the bone man is Shannon Powell. Shannon grew up in Treme, the black neighborhood next to the French Quarter, and never left. Powell's traveled around the world with Wynton Marsalis and Harry Connick Jr., but he credits Baby Dodds, Danny Barker, and the Preservation Hall Jazz Band for teaching him to stick with the tradition. Shannon also notes the power of holy music from the spiritual church that he still attends Sundays in Treme.
Living right next door to this St. Philip Street Church of God in Christ, which is what we call spiritual, sanctified, full with the Holy Spirit. And I was a little boy, and I used to be playing outside right next door to the church, me and my friends. And we would hear this great rhythm coming out of the church all the time. You know, they was playing, the ladies were playing the tambourines. And they had gentlemen on the organ, and actually the preacher was the drummer. You know, he preached and played drum with the snare drum and the bass drum, you know what I'm saying, you know. And I tell you, when you're talking about a spirit, and see the lady to play this.
I feel a spirit moving in my heart, I will pray every time.
You see what I'm saying? You know, everybody else is clapping on two and four, see what I'm saying? And it's, as a kid, I'm trying to put this together because I was like, wow, that almost sounds like Sakalai. But, you know, back then, the old people used to always tell you, so that's not Sakalai. This is Dawes music.
But right at the middle of it, as much as the preacher, was the drummer.
That's right. You know, the service was always about the music, more than anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, when those people came out there, they were soaking wet. You know what I'm saying? They lost a few pounds.
So it carries you to Preservation Hall, to the streets.
That's right.
Tell me about taking the spirit to these other places.
That's right. Well, that's when I found out, like I said earlier, that the music was all related. Mm. You know, listening to the pastor in the church playing those press rolls and then being able to be introduced to Preservation Hall with Mr. Saeed Frazier and Paul Barbaran and Louis Barbaran, and hearing exactly what I was just telling you, a very similar sound.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine.
Okay, that's the song in the church. Now that same beat applies with,
oh, little light of Jane. Oh, little light,
see what I'm saying?
Little light of Jane. Oh, little light.
See, so that's the same rhythm.
Love takes many forms.
And then they had another thing that they played.
Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down.
Now listen at this. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that tells me that the drummer that played on that record with Fats was from the church.
Yeah.
Because that's the same beat he played.
Right. And a little Professor Longhair whistle doesn't hurt.
All right. So, you know, the music is all related.
Do you see New Orleans connected to Caribbean, to Africa?
Yeah.
How do you see it tied in?
Habanero.
Mm-hmm.
Spanish melodies and African rhythms. The Begin, which is from Brazil. That's a second line beat. Mm-hmm. Bossa Nova's, all that. All that's related, it's family.
But you need somebody to help you put things together sometimes. And you did meet up with Danny Barker when he came back from New York City as a producer.
Yeah, I was a young man when he came back. He had been in New York for 30 years. Mm-hmm. Had heard so much about him from other musicians that I happened to be raised up under. And he happened to come to this bar I was sitting in every Sunday. I was real young. I could hardly touch the pedals. A place called the Three Brothers Lounge, which is on the corner of my house, St. Philip and Treme. And every Sunday they had a band there called the AFBs. And they were really good. And on Sunday they would make about three stops to three different barrooms in the neighborhood and play for 3 hours at each place. Mm. It was amazing. And they would let me come in, and I was my favorite. My feature song was the Bourbon Street Parade. And they would pass the hat, you know, and we're talking about back in the 70s. And those guys were on the gig playing for $40 that night. And I come out with $70 in my hat.
I bet you still do Bourbon Street Parade, huh?
All my life. That's one of my favorite songs written by the great Paul Barbaran.
Well, you've been concerned, I think, at times about people breaking away from deep New Orleans tradition.
I'm 53 years old, and when I was a child, I was the only child in the Treme playing music, okay? I was hanging out at Preservation Hall because I met the owner, Mr. Alan Jaffe, who was very kind to me, invited me to come by as a kid and listen to the music. He used to always say to me, why don't you try to find some other kids who can make you a little band? I didn't have no success. But then all of a sudden in the 80s, out of the clear blue sky, there's kids everywhere start playing music.
So do you feel like you're somebody that has to, you've got to defend traditional music?
A lot of young musicians today, all over the city of New Orleans, they just don't have the understanding about how important it is that we uphold the tradition and the respect for the people that have paved the way for us to be able to do what we're doing today. Things are very easy today, being a musician in New Orleans, as opposed to back then. A lot of those great musicians played for dirt cheap in New Orleans and never got the acclaim that they deserved.
Well, they had other jobs. They were plasterers and carpenters,
right,
and plumbers.
That's right.
And
today's time is so different. And the kids don't really appreciate it or embrace it like they should, you know what I'm saying? But you got to mm-hmm. be humble. Well, I learned a lot of that from Mr. Barker, you know.
Did you? Danny Barker.
You know, he taught, you know, me and a bunch of other young musicians how to make the job look like it's fun.
Showmanship.
Don't be looking at your watch trying to see what time it is. I hate when guys say, oh, man, I got a job tonight. A job? What are you, a plaster? What are you, a carpenter? I said, well, no, you going to a party. That's the way I look at my life. Everywhere I play, it's a party.
You got a unique style, it seems to me. And maybe you share it with other New Orleans drummers. You tell me, I hear a lot of rim shots. I hear a lot of little high-pitched things, maybe on the blocks or on something.
Yeah.
You create all these little images and figures around it.
Yeah, I learned that from Baby Dies.
When the band comes in, all together, an ensemble, I'll beat with the butt end of the sticks. That way. You see? In other words, you have to be thinking all the time. You want to be thinking to do something different to make the band sound different.
What he was doing was decorating, like you know, you bake a cake, which is the horns and the bass and all that. Then you start decorating. Ba ba dee 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 ba dee
All of that comes from
New Orleans trad. That's why when you teach kids to get, you have to teach the kids the roots of the music. You know how many people Louis Armstrong influenced that play bebop? He influenced all of them. Miles, Dizzy, you know. They wanted to learn how to solo. You got to know the roots of the music to solo.
But, you know, don't young people always take music that they're going to hear on the radio and records or a new sound for them and maybe they'll mix it with what they heard at home or in some other place. But isn't that just the way life is? It changes?
Oh, yeah. My wife constantly reminds me of that when I get angry.
So back in Treme, so much has happened since you were a little kid. You're still living there. There's been a big television show about Treme. You played on the John Boutte theme song that was for the television show.
When we went and did that years ago, we had no idea that song would become as famous because we did it so long ago. I mean, you know, he came out smelling like roses with that song.
Hanging in a Treme, watching people sashay, past my steps, by my porch, in front of my door.
Now, why do you stay in the Treme? Why do you still live there?
Well, I'm living in a family home. My grandparents bought that home in 1942. My siblings, we all decided we'd never, ever sell the house. That's the way it is.
Stay in the Treme.
Yes, all my life.
Yeah.
And I come out that door, I think about all my childhood. Where else would I want to be?
Down in the Treme, just me and my baby. We're all going crazy, but jumping and
Shannon Powell, I want to thank you for visiting with me right now, though, on American Roots.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Going crazy, buck jumping and having fun. Trumpet bells ringing, bass drum is swinging, as a trombone groans and a big horn moans, there's a saxophone.
Talking about timekeeping with the exuberant and smiling New Orleans drum hero, Shannon Powell. Just when you think he's the leader of the rear guard in traditional jazz, you hear something like this. It's Shannon with Jason Marsalis on Vibes, playing a tune called Airmail, written by Benny Goodman, James Moody, and Charlie Christian in 1941. Thank you. Airmail, with Shannon Powell on drums and Jason Marsalis vibes. It's on Powell's 2012 recording, Powell's Place. We've got more Rhythm Kings coming up next hour with Ziggy Mottoliste of the Meters, Tito Puente, the late King of the Timbales, and Thelonious Monk's drummer, Ben Riley. Our program is underwritten by a major grant from the National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm Nick Spitzer, and this is American Roots from PRX.
Thank you.